T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm glad that we have Donald Penn on hold here. Raiders offensive lineman, their tackle, their huge tackle, got paid, got his 2-year extension back in March, and we're very, very happy about that because we wanted him to stay around. He really wanted to stay here in the Bay Area, and that's exactly what he's doing, and he's going to be giving back soon by running the Donald Penn football camp, and we'll tell you all about that. Donald, really appreciate you joining me. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just a little upset, man. I'm mad I missed the Game of Thrones conversation just now.
Oh, well, we have it every single Monday after the season wraps up. We do a post-Game of Thrones. Are you a big fan of the show?
Big fan. I was mad because I was out of town right after the season finale, so it took me a week. I had to wait an extra week to catch up on the finale, but I'm all caught up now. Yeah, I'm a big old fan. Me and my wife are a big fan.
How good were the last two episodes? I mean, seriously.
They were good. This last season was real good, man. This last season is really setting us up for something to come. So I'm really excited to find out what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Next season.
You know what? You just kind of described last year's Raiders season. I think it's setting us up for something to come, don't you?
Definitely. You know, the good thing is, you know, when I was out there this past OTAs and, you know, doing the off-season program, you know, everybody saw that. And you can see in their eyes because of the determination and, you know, dedication. I mean, I think we had like 100% attendance the whole off season, and, you know, guys were out there putting in that work, doing extra, stand behind extra, getting there early. And this is just off season time, you know. So imagine what we're going to do when the season really gets going. But, you know, guys are really putting forth the effort. And, you know, me being a leader, you know, it's kind of easy right now because guys are doing it on their own. You know, I don't have to get on guys and tell them to do it. They're doing it on their own.
That's very nice. I like when guys just know what to do when they get in the building. They don't need any coaxing or coaching. They get it done. They take responsibility for themselves, and that's a culture change. I mean, you've seen the Raiders when it wasn't like that. Now it is. That's good news.
Oh, very good news. And, you know, we can't wait to get out there so we can actually, you know, show the world we've been working so hard to get done. And, you know, we still have a lot of work ahead of us. You know, we're excited to get going in training camp so we can really start fine-tuning everything, getting everything going, and set up, you know, do the last final tweaks.
I like it. We'll talk about all the tweaks in the weeks leading up to week one. I can't wait to see what it to see what you guys look like. Tell me a little bit about the feel in the building. It sounds like it's a much better place. I think that's because the talent in the building's much better than it was, and it's growing and it's coming together. Tell me about some of the new additions, maybe some of the rookies that jumped out to you early on here, Donald.
You know, with what you were saying, you know, it was coming along last year, too. You know, the great thing is, you know, I saw a lot of that coming along last year. And then now with the new additions, it just feels like, man, everybody's meshing so well. And, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, like a storybook, you know, like a fairy tale, how everything's meshing, everything's coming together. But, you know, the new guys are coming in and they're, you know, they're fitting good with the guys, you know, joking around, a good time. And then, you know, they know and they're following us. When it's time to work, it's time to work. When it's time to have fun to play, it's time to have fun to play. And, you know, some of them new DNs, some young DNs we got, you know, I've been seeing a lot of good stuff about them, a lot of fire, a lot of encouragement. You know, a lot of them guys are really working hard. And, you know, one of the things I see a lot that a lot of people don't see, you know, I see those young guys sitting there talking to Bruce and talking to Khalil a lot, you know, picking their brains. And, you know, young guys are already picking the older guys' brains. Well, Khalil's not an older guy, but he plays like he's an older guy. And, you know, he's a leader already. So seeing those guys pick their brains and trying to, you know, soak up the information, it's a real good positive.
That is a good positive. We've got Donald Penn of the Oakland Raiders here on 95.7 The Game. And I know that you're someone who's all about hard work and then watching people who put in the hard work get rewarded. How good are you and your teammates feeling for David Amerson today? What a fantastic deal. He gets a 4-year extension. He gets $18 million guaranteed. This is a guy who was cut by a team before joining the Raiders last year, and he went out and played his rear end off, and he earned every penny of this. I'm happy for him. I'm guessing you are too.
I am too. And it's crazy because this is news to me. I didn't even know I've been – I went and worked out this morning. and I've been ripping and running. I haven't been home since then.
Yeah,
hard,
Donald.
Like, really, look at my phone. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
David Emerson got paid, Donald.
It's crazy. We were just talking about it a couple of weeks ago, right before doing mini camp, man. You know, he didn't really think it was going to happen until, you know, during the season or maybe after the season next year. And it's crazy. I'm glad he got it done already, man. He's a good, hard worker. You know, one thing about David, man, he's a very quiet guy. He comes in, he lets just his work do all the talking. You know, he's not a guy that will come in and do a rah, rah, rah talking. He just comes out and plays, and he gets excited. And, you know, he doesn't talk when making plays. That's when you see him burst down and see the, you know, excitement that he brings when he makes a play. He jumps up, you know, throws up his hands and celebrates. I'm happy for him, man. That's a real big deal for him. He came in and worked his butt off. I'm real, real happy for him.
Let's talk about this offensive line and how much bigger it got. Tell me a little bit about Kelechi Osemele.
Well, Kelechi's a, you know, big – I mean, it's not even – I mean, it's crazy how strong that guy is. He's come in and, you know, he's learned his offense very well. But, I mean, this guy has some real power to him, real strength to him. You know, just like Gabe and – you know, right now, you know, we're lucky. You know, we got two guards right now that could go one-on-one against, you know, some of the top guys in the league. And, you know, Kelechi's picking things up very well. You know, I'm trying to help him along as much as I can because, you know, I do know the offense a little bit better because I've been in it. But that's going to be a great addition. You know, we got two guards that will be able to pull. And it's going to open up our offense and our run game a lot, tremendously.
How much different is the running game going to be with Latavius now being paired with Reggie? McKenzie went out and drafted DeAndre Washington, who, I mean, I got to be honest with you, I don't know much about him, but everything I'm hearing is that he sounds really good as a complimentary back, and he is the perfect complement to Latavius.
Oh, yeah, he looks real good, man. You know, one of the few comparisons I have from seeing him, I mean, it's kind of, you might think it's kind of big, but, you know, me playing with the guy that I'm comparing him to, it just reminds me a lot of him. I see a lot of him in both. He reminds me a lot of Doug Martin, man. You know, kind of same build, same size. And they kind of run the ball the same way. They had great hands out of the backfield. He's learning offense very well. And they could, you know, they could also pass blocks, so they could be a third down back too. You know, that's something Doug could do and this guy could do. And I see a lot of similarities in both of them. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that 1-2 attack. You know, we got big old boy, you know, Tay Train coming in. Then we got the little mix-up with, you know, the new guy. And, you know, then we got another mix-up when we throw a beep-beep in there. We call it Taiwan Joe's beep-beep because he's so fast.
I like that. So write that down. Beep-beep is the official name for Taiwan Jones. We know that going forward. You know, you believe in giving back, man. I really like the fact that you are hosting a football camp. It looks like you and your wife are hosting a football camp. And it is a football camp for the boys, a cheerleading camp for the girls hosted by your wife. This is all going to happen at St. Bernard High School on Sunday, July 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's free?
Yeah, it's free. It's free. You know, growing up as a kid, and my mom had I remember going into like my senior year of high school, my mom worked extra, worked her butt off to raise some money to send me to the USC football camp so I could get a little bit of exposure from colleges and stuff. And, you know, wasn't really any guys, you know, when I was growing up doing free camps, you know, NFL players would come get coached by some NFL guys, or not even just NFL guys. I might have coaches from all over, high school, college, junior college. I might have coaches from all over. So they're going to be able to get coached by, you know, guys at different levels, you know. So that's going to be a good thing. And, you know, giving back, man, you hear about all these NBA players, man. They always charge for their camp. The NBA players make a lot more money than football players, and for them to charge for their camps is crazy. You know, my thing is, if you're going to charge for your camp, at least charge for one and then do a free one, too, you know. But this is my fifth year doing it, and, you know, I just try to keep it going. I do it at my high school, you know, try to keep it close to home where I grew up and stuff. And, you know, I try to do it free, man. You know, kids can't work these days, man. They want to have fun and do the things and things that they want to do. So I just try to, like, make it real fun. This year we're going to have a DJ, and you know, I'm happy my wife incorporated last year the cheerleading team to get the girls involved. So she got special guests coming for that, and we're doing the cheerleading team to involve the girls. But I'm just excited. I'm happy I'm able to get back.
That's fantastic, man. It really is. And this is all going to happen at St. Bernard High School in Playa del Rey, California. To register, this isn't just to show up, even though it's free. You have to go out and register. Go to DonaldPennFootball.com. to find out more about the camp and to register, DonaldPennFootball.com. And this is all about the Donald Penn Foundation that you and your wife, Dominique, have together. I just think that that's great that you're giving back. And I'm happy that somebody who gives back officially got a little back himself, man. You did. You got that two-year deal back in March. We were very happy for you. Tell me you took Dominique out to a nice dinner that evening or something.
It was a crazy night how that thing unfolded because, I was supposed to be on a flight going to New York till the next morning. And, a lot of stuff happened that night before that, stopped me from getting on that flight. But, hey, everything happens for a reason. I'm blessed. And, in the back of my head, I really did want to go come back to the Silver and Black. And, I wasn't with another team, if it may be. But, we made everything happen. I'm happy. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad you are too, man. I mean, look, I don't blame you for looking around elsewhere. I mean, options are what makes the world go round. Negotiation comes with leverage, and you got to have in. Sometimes to be really important back home, someone's got to notice you on the road. I mean, that's the way it works in life. So I'm really, really happy for you. I think you're a good guy. I hope we get plenty of time to talk to you throughout this football season. I think it's going to be a special one for the Oakland Raiders.
It definitely is. Now we're, July 28th. We get to start, stepping in our days and counting the days down, stepping in our work days and putting in these works so we can, back up this hype. Because we got to back this hype up. It ain't going to be no good if we don't back it up. So that's been one of the little low-key secret mentalities that we've been talking about in the locker room that a lot of you guys don't know. Backing up this hype. Okay, we got the hype, and now we got to go out here and back it up. I tell the guys, I'm going to feel real bad if we go out here and we piss down our leg, So that's why we've been working so hard, because we want to back all this hype up.
That's awesome. I like that. Raider fans want to hear that too. Donald, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Really appreciate it. I saw that you were recently, you were at the Nickelodeon Kid Choice Sports Awards. Did you bring home anything?
Nah, hopefully this year they'll be honoring us. Hopefully next year they'll be honoring us for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, team of the year. How about?
Yeah, we'll see. Comeback team of the year, too. We'll see.
Sounds good to me. Donald Penn of the Oakland Raiders. Thanks so much, man. Great to talk to you.
All right, have a good one. Thank you very much. I hope to talk to you more.
Absolutely. Donald Penn here.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.